Yo, Adrian! I did it!
Are you ready? You are about to enter the Power On Boost podcast, where we facilitate the awakening of your personal power by providing powerful content that'll inspire you, motivate you, and help you realize you are enough. Come join your host, Adrian Wesley, and let him show you how you can turn your power on to be alive to thrive.
Thank you very much for joining my podcast. I appreciate you being here. I love you a lot. My name's Adrian Z. Wesley. My mission is to make self-love go viral and to turn on personal power around the world. Some disclaimers for you before you get started. Number one is my opinion and content is not meant to replace medical advice. Always think for yourself. The other thing is there's a language advisory. Some people call my language vulgar and rough, and I call it authentic and liberated. If you want to help me turn on someone's personal power, save a life, make self-love go viral, please subscribe and leave a review on this podcast. Lastly, this podcast episode has been sponsored by www.poweronaudioclub.net. PowerOnAudioClub.net. The Power On Audio Club is a powerful business tool for online entrepreneurs. We are awakening personal power and entrepreneurial power worldwide, and we provide you with daily motivation, coaching and mentorship, mindset reprogramming, sleep optimization, human optimization, and business success education. Check out poweronaudioclub.net. Enjoy the episode and remember that you are super, super powerful. Change is for sure possible. Never, ever give up. You are super, super amazing. Welcome to another amazing episode of the Power On Boost. I've got a very special guest for everybody today. I'm super excited you're here. Brent Orwell, online entrepreneur. Awesome to have you on the show, brother.
Thanks, Adrian. It's a pleasure to be here, mate. Thanks for having me.
Woohoo! And anybody listening, I've decided to focus in on interviewing online entrepreneurs. I don't think there's ever been a more exciting time in human history to become an online entrepreneur. And I've got another very special person here today that is just a normal Joe with a family that's been able to create a lot of abundance for himself. So where are you in the world right now, Brent?
Right now in this world, I am in Queensland, in Brisbane. We are at Molly's parents, so my in-laws, and we're currently in their backyard bunking down in our caravan during this crazy time.
So maybe let's start off with, what are you doing living in a caravan, brother?
Well, I guess roughly 8 months ago, Molly and myself came to a decision that the life that we were, or the path that we were walking down, wasn't really the path that we wanted right now in life. I'm 33 this year. My wife, Molly, she's 31 this year. And I guess we've been on this online journey for roughly 2.5 years, and we thought that what we were supposed to do was to obviously upgrade everything, get a bigger home, get more toys, and basically it didn't really fit for us. So basically we were sitting in a million-dollar display home, and we were about to up our mortgage, and we went out and sat in the car, and Molly broke down, and we realized we had that line in the sand moment, and it wasn't for us. So we decided to take the kids and travel this beautiful country. And we've been in the van for 8 months full time. And it's just been amazing. We got as far down as the Great Ocean Road, down in Victoria. And then the whole COVID issue began. So we had to drive 24 hours in 2 days back across the borders to get back home. And now we're here. So it's, you know, it's a very different way of living, but we're so grateful that we can have this minimalistic lifestyle that we chose to have now, that is just perfect for what we want in life, for our kids and for the journey that we're on now and the adventure that we plan to have, obviously, when COVID restrictions lessen.
Super, super awesome. I love your guys' story. Now, how was, just out of interest, how was the internet? Because you make your money online. How has it been running a business from the caravan and finding internet and mobile and all of that stuff?
Yeah, so I guess the places that we ended up seeing in the last 8 months have basically been on the coastline of Australia. So we haven't really had too many problems. You know, I think 96% of the country is pretty solid when it comes to some form of internet. But, you know, we've got a little Wi-Fi booster here in the van, and we've got this big dog antenna that flips up at the back that gives us some signal. So we just deal with it, mate. Like, it's, you know, if we're off the grid for a good 3-4 days, then we'll plan our business around that, and we'll let people know, and we'll have some form of automation running while I guess we're getting from A to B if there is any form of you know, issue with the coverage.
Super cool. So let's go back to the beginning. Good. What was Molly working, your wife, when you guys got into the online world? What was the situation? You were working, what kind of job were you doing, Brent?
So I was managing an electrical wholesaler, and Molly was in insurance, and I was working anywhere from 60 to 80 hours a week, and I was very, very time poor. And for the first 2 years of my daughter's life, Maddie, I just wasn't there. It's as simple as that. You know, because of her sleep cycles, I'd get home at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and she'd be passed out at 5. And then I wouldn't see her. So, you know, there were weeks there where I'd see her 2-3 times a week, and we lived in the same house. And I guess, man, we just, once again, it was that line in the sand moment. Financially, we were struggling. You know, we had the mortgage, we had a lot of, you know, debt that just racked up like we all seem to do because we buy dumb shit, which unfortunately that's just what, you know, you're kind of groomed to do. So we needed more. We needed another stream of income or multiple streams. So I guess we decided to look elsewhere. You know, I thought that I'd made it when I became a manager. You know, I got the car, the phone, the laptop, decent salary, but it was just one wage, and, you know, it's a job which, you know, just over broke. So Molly was the same as well. So we went searching and decided to take a leap of faith and try the online space. And here we are.
Here you are. How long have you guys been online entrepreneurs for now?
Just under 2.5 years we have been in this space.
And how long were you working on it part-time before you took the plunge to go full-time in your business?
Yeah, perfect. So we started February 2018. By June, Molly was completely out of work. We managed to get her out of work first. That was our goal, was to get Molly obviously home more with the kids as well, so we didn't have to focus on daycare. So we achieved that pretty quickly. And then 10 months in, so it was November of 2018, I was able to hand in my resignation, which was a beautiful day. So from, yeah, November 2018, we've been doing this full time. And obviously the last 8 months have been on the road.
I remember when you left work. For anybody listening, Brent was a client of mine back then, and we were working on different things. I was a clinical hypnotherapist, but I remember clearly back then when you made that plunge. What were some of the things that you were going through mentally? Were you dealing with any fear or anything like that when you decided to leave your full-time job?
Yeah, massively. I mean, it's that safety net that we all think that we have, that secure 9-to-5 job that, I mean, you look at the world right now, that secure 9-to-5 job doesn't exist. I know for a fact that wholesaler, they're not open at the moment. So, you know, that's it's a shame, but I guess there was a lot of fear. There was a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, a lot of self-limiting beliefs. There was a lot of people in our ear telling us not to take the plunge and not to give away such a secure job or what they thought it was. But I guess the work that we did, the inner work that we did, and just stepping out of our comfort zone, and that's what it took. It really did. It was hard, but it was probably one of the best things that we've ever done.
What advice can you give anybody listening right now that's been looking at the online world and entertaining different ideas, but everybody around them, family included, maybe their partner, is negative and telling them not to take a risk? What advice would you give to somebody that's in that situation, Brent?
I guess you've just got to remember that other people's opinions don't pay your bills. And that's something that I learned a long time ago. And, you know, for anyone that's been fence sitting or that's just thinking about jumping into this space, you've just got to look at the world that we're in right now and the world that we're going into. More and more people are realizing they need multiple streams of income. You know, the skepticism that comes with the online space, I don't think will be there very much at all. People are changing, right? Like the way that we do business is changing. People's habits, the way they communicate, the way they work, not just because of COVID right now, but we've been leaning towards this space for a long time, and we know the world that we're going into. You either adapt to it or you just get left behind, in my opinion. And don't get me wrong, we still need the tradies, the doctors, the policemen, all those people that are so important in this world to make it function. I guess if you're not happy with the life that you're in, just know that you can change. And there are so many opportunities online for people right now to pick up a smartphone and earn six figures with little to no experience, which is such an exciting space. I mean, right now is the best time for a human being to be alive. We didn't have our parents didn't have this 50 years ago. Our grandparents didn't have these opportunities 50 years ago. And once again, you either adapt to it and you take it and run and give it everything in the hopes that it will work out for you, or you just don't do anything and you keep doing what you're doing. But then my argument is we have so many people that are complaining that they're not happy with their lives, but then they're not willing to do anything about it when the answer's right in front of you. We've all got the same amount of hours in a day. We've all got the resources at our fingertips. There's nothing different between me, you, anyone. And you know, we just decided to just step out and make a change.
Well, and I think something interesting to point out in what you said is that you can, and anybody listening to this, this is why I'm interviewing people like Brent, is I want you to understand there's not hopeless. There is things you can create with your life, and you can create money online. But something that's very interesting, Brent, that I think a lot of people miss when they're attracted to the online space, like you said, you don't need a lot of experience, you don't need a degree, you need a phone, but fuck, you've got to be prepared to work hard, and you've got to be prepared to face your inner demons. So let's talk about that, because I think a lot of lazy people get attracted to the online space. And I can speak for Brent. We're not telling you that this is going to be fucking easy, but it doesn't mean it can't happen. So can you tell us about how it's not easy, but bring some reality to the situation, Brent? Because I think that might help some people accept that this is real. Does that make sense?
For sure. Look, I think people have this, unfortunately, the laptop lifestyle. I guess when we started 2.5 years ago, you saw all these people sitting on a beach in Bali. And look, man, you're sitting on a beach in Thailand, bro. So you're living the laptop lifestyle. But it took a lot of work for you too, right? Like, that didn't just happen for you overnight. And I know the struggles that you've been through as well, bro. So, you know, I guess it just all depends how much you're willing to sacrifice and what are you willing to do to change. Now, I've just told you guys my background. I'm just a normal dude from Brizzy who had demons, who had a past, who had the troubles that most people do. The only difference is I decided to do something about it, and I decided to work on myself, and I just learned some new skills. We haven't reinvented a wheel here. Like, Molly and myself haven't come up with the next big thing. I'm not trying to be a Bill Gates or fucking Amazon, or I'm not trying to do that. We've just tapped into something that's already working, duplicated it, and put our spin on it. And that's what it all comes down to. And especially these days, I think the main focus for people, what they really need to do is start becoming a problem solver in other people's lives, instead of just trying to be this salesman that just sell. There's too much of that on social media. If you can allow yourself to learn some new skills and to, I guess, solve the two main problems that humans have, the need for more time and more money, job done. It's not something that you need to reinvent. And it's so exciting that an everyday person can tap into this and completely change and reform their life. Because as I mentioned, you know, we weren't happy for a long time and we were the ones complaining, but the difference is we stopped complaining and it was head down, bum up, and we made sacrifices and, you know, we stopped the unnecessary spending. There was a lot of people in my life that had to unfortunately go. I guess it was a lot of people holding me back that I didn't realize. And you don't until you're introduced to something like this where you can actually see the potentials of what your life could be. Then you start realizing how much people are just trying to hold you back. And for people in general, they're just scared as well. So they see you have a little slither of success and do something different, and they pull you back down to their level in the forms of saying what you do won't work, giving you all that negativity. But I guess it's what you do with that and how you show up to your problems that separates the people that will live just a normal life. And that's fine if you want to live that, but no more complaining. Or if you want to do something different and actually live a life, this one life, you know, the best of your abilities and have everything you want and have the adventure and the lifestyle or whatever it may be. Everyone's different, but you know, I think you've just got to ask yourself, are you happy? Are you happy with what you are doing now? Do you see yourself doing that for the next 20, 30, 40 years? If not, fucking change. Learn some new skills and change.
Well, and I think something that's super important that Brent touched on is that they made sacrifices. They stopped spending. They were working super long hours to make it happen before they left your job. You learned new skills. So you didn't have any experience with doing Facebook ads or Instagram ads or sales or any of that stuff before this, did you?
No. So with the whole marketing and Facebook side and social media, zero. I mean, we had Facebook, but we used it just like most people do, taking photos of cats and shit, you know, and when we tapped into this, that's all it was. It was learning some new skills. I mean, I had a sales background. Don't get me wrong. I was in wholesaling. I wasn't a salesy person though, right? Like the reasons why I was successful in that industry was I built relationships and I had everyday Sparkies approach me because they just got along with me very well. And I solved their problems instead of trying to sell, sell, sell. So I just took that and mimicked it in this world. Instead of trying to sell, 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 we decided, well, let's try and help as many people as humanly possible. And that's all we did. We just put our hand out and showed people what we were shown and taught them to duplicate it just like we did. And once again, here we are today, right? Like I haven't reinvented anything. It's, you know, it's amazing.
I love the story. I love the story. And I want to hone in from what I find to be the biggest, the hardest part for entrepreneurs to deal with is the insecurity, the fear, and the limiting beliefs. So can you share a bit of your journey on that? You know, did you have fear? Did you have anxiety? Did you have limiting beliefs, Brent?
For sure. So I actually put some content up this morning, funny enough, about this very topic from year nine. So what's that, 14, 15, I had social anxiety, but I covered it up extremely well and no one really knew. And I covered it up with drugs and alcohol. And it was just to stop that internal battle that I was having with myself. I knew who I wanted to be. I just had this person inside of me that just wouldn't let me be that person. And it was something that, once again, I'm 33. We started this, say, when I was, you know, just over 30. And I was still struggling. I was still struggling and I was still using alcohol, not drugs. I stopped doing them a while ago. I've got kids and that now. But I was still using a substance to help me feel good. And when we started this, I was still drinking a lot. And it wasn't until, I guess, personal development was introduced to me, I started working with you. And we started just digging into those blocks that I had from childhood, from society, from friends, from family, that stopped me from being the person that I wanted to be. And it's amazing once you really start doing the inner work, the type of person you can be. And I mean, within 8 months, 9 months of working with you, I was standing on stage in front of 600-700 people down the Gold Coast. We actually did a session to help me with that. And it was one of the best things that I've ever done, because if you would have asked me 3 years ago to stand up in front of 500 people and share my story, I probably would have done anything possible to get out of it. I would have made up any excuse to get out of it, just for that anxiety, those limiting beliefs. I'm not good enough. Who's going to listen to me? And we did the work. Molly did the work. And it comes back to how much are you willing to sacrifice. If you're not willing to do the work, you've got to be the best possible person to use this business vehicle that we have, or any business vehicle. You can't pick up anything and expect it to rock when you're waking up every morning feeling like shit. So that's what we did. I was feeling like shit, so I changed the way that I thought about myself. I did the work. I hired coaches. I read the books. I listened to the audios. I practiced gratitude, meditation, started eating well, removed the alcohol, and just really worked on being the best possible version that I could be in order to use a business vehicle that I knew would get our family to where it wanted to be.
So can you, I love what you said, brother. Can you drill in a bit more on how you changed your relation, like what was going on with alcohol and your friends, and how did you used to use it, and how was your relationship with it now, and why did you have to change that relationship?
So I guess growing up, I had a really close circle of friends that never really gave any positivity back into my life. It was just a group of friends that I grew up with that, you know, hung shit on each other, and just as blokes do, right? But the difference is, the older that I got, the more I wanted to be someone that they were never going to be. And I wanted more success. So I guess for me, with the social anxiety, alcohol played a big, big part. It made me feel good. It made me feel confident. Same with, obviously, narcotics. It made me feel confident in front of them. And in these social scenes, clubbing, parties, wherever we would be, I needed that in my life to be able to feel the person and be the person that I wanted to be, not knowing that I could actually fix it, right? Like you don't know what you don't know. And I just thought, well, this is me. This is the type of person that I am. So for me to feel good, I've got to keep doing that. So I did. And it wasn't till about 22, 23 that I just had enough of that. I really did. I had enough of that life. And I basically walked away from, you know, a 15, 16 year relationship with 10 of my closest friends, because they were just going down a path that I didn't want to go down. It was a very destructive path there was no ambition. It was just, let's all get fucked up. Right. And for me, I enjoyed that. But at the same time, I still woke up the next day feeling 10 times worse. And it wasn't helping me. It was crushing me, because I'd wake up and I'd have ambition, but then I'd feel like shit. Right. So I never did anything about it. And then, so 22, 23, I really settled down and tried to find my own way, but I still kept alcohol in my life. It was still needed. I had an ex-girlfriend that I was with her, and it was a very toxic relationship. So basically the alcohol just helped me through that. And then things ended with her. And then a year later, I met Molly. And then I took the alcohol into that relationship, but for different reasons. But it still didn't work the way that I wanted it to work. And it was just a vicious circle. So, you know, Molly and myself had a really rough time at the start of our relationship. And, you know, I'm still surprised that she stuck through. And, you know, I love her every day for that, because now I've got two beautiful kids with her and our relationship's never been better, which, you know, is just unreal. But I guess I've had the demons and I've had to work on them, but it's taken this long to be introduced to people like you, to platforms like we have, to opportunities online. I only think, I don't have regrets in life. I don't believe in regrets. My only thing is, you know, I wish that this was in my life 10 years ago, right? If I found this at age of 20, 21, 22, wow. Like it was something that I needed. I needed this to be in my life for me to make those changes. And, you know, if this can just reach one person and just flicks that switch in you to be like, maybe I need to just try something different and walk away from the fuckheads in my life and put the bottle down and just do the work. You know, that's all we're trying to do out here is, you know, I want to help the masses, but if I can just help one person, that's perfect for me. And if that message gets across, then, you know, I love what we do. I mean, we get to help people. Just like I had people helping me, you know, my mentor helping me, you helping me. It's okay to ask for help. And that was probably another thing as well. I didn't feel comfortable asking for help. And I felt like for me, if I needed to ask for help, it was me failing. And that's just being proud. And a lot of blokes especially are like that. They can't ask for help. And look, let me tell you, these days in 2020, it's okay, right? Unfortunately, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you were considered a pussy if you asked for help. You know, we're in a different world now. You know, there are so many people out there that are willing to help you and give you the mentorship and the guidance and the support. And sometimes that's all it takes, right, for you to completely change that path. I mean, who knows? Who knows where I would be today if I didn't choose to change or if I didn't ask for help? I don't really think about it that much.
Love your message, brother. And I'm sure I can guarantee you someone listening is going to have an epiphany or a wake-up call from what we've been talking about. And the reason I enjoy having entrepreneurs like you on the show is we're not sitting here talking about a $5 million mansion and how much money we've made. We're talking about an average dude that got together with his wife and decided to do something spectacular. And now they're making more money than they've ever made traveling around the world in a branded motorhome. It's a super exciting story, Brent, super exciting story. And I think something else that I wanted to point out was that your relationship with your wife is better than it's ever been because you worked on the relationship with yourself. That's super encouraging, don't you think?
Definitely, man. Definitely. I mean, you know, behind every successful man, there's a successful woman. And what we've been able to do in 2.5 years, I can't imagine the next 10 years. And I don't know, I guess we just found each other in a point in each other's life where I know Molly was on a bit of a destructive path as well. And we just found each other at the right place at the right time. And we did the work together. And that's the biggest thing, is having that support 50-50 in a relationship always. And there has to be sacrifice, there has to be compromise, and it takes work. I can't remember what the stats are. Something in this country is like 35-40% of marriages fail. Like, fucking hell. Like, it's ridiculous, right? But I can guarantee you a big part of that's they're not working together, right? They're butting heads. They're not doing the work together. They're not supporting each other. And we know what we want in life, and our why is our kids. And, you know, we'll do anything to make sure that they have a fucking good life. And if that means that we've got to suck it up and sacrifice for ourselves, right? Like, that's what's going to happen. So, you know, it's a big part, man. It's a big part.
Love your story, brother. And anybody listening, I also want you to understand that I think there's a misconception on the internet that everybody working on online businesses are lying or stealing, because there is a lot of really shitty, crooked people out there. Can you give anybody listening some advice on how to find the right people to work with?
Something that I've learned is your vibe attracts your tribe in a big way. And I guess you've just got to look at the people that we've brought into this business. They've all got the same codes as what we do. They've all got the same beliefs, the same the same ambition. They want the same. The biggest thing that you need to do when you're searching for someone is to make sure that you're being authentic as well. Not so much for you to look for the authentic person out there. Are you actually being who you are? And I think the moment that you start truly being who you are and owning who you are, you'll just be attracted to a type of person, or you'll resonate with a certain influencer or a certain entrepreneur or a certain mentor. It'll just happen. You know, I guess with mine, I really resonated with Brody's story. Brody's my mentor, and I saw someone who was very similar to me. And it was once again that light bulb moment. I'm like, I got to talk to this bloke. I got to speak to him. I love his story, you know. And I think that's you know, you'll know when you find the right person, and you'll know just by their story if it resonates with you. And look, we have people all the time reach out to us, and they've been stalking us for like 2.5 years, and they're finally reaching out today. You know, you've got to build that trust with people as well. And that's what it's all about. Once again, we can all have the same opportunities at our fingertips, but it's how you use the tools that you're given in order to make your business boom. So, you know, don't be scared to reach out to anyone. That's all we did. I saw someone living the life that I desired, and I asked them how they did it. And then they told me, and then I duplicated it, and that was it. Right? It wasn't anything harder than that.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you brought up Brody, because Brody's story is, you know, Brody's a mutual friend of ours and construction worker, spent time in jail, and now he's crushing it. Where can people find you, Brent, if anybody wants to get in touch with you?
Yeah, definitely, man. So any social platform, just type in Lifestyle Hustlers. So that's our brand. You'll find us. YouTube, Lifestyle Hustlers, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. You know, we've really branded ourselves as the Lifestyle Hustlers. We live in the lifestyle, but at the same time, we hustle hard, right? Like that's what it's all about. In 2.5 years, we've created a life by our design, but fuck, we still hustle. And we still will for a long time, because I know the life that it can give us if we fucking keep hustling. So, you know, if you guys even just want to watch our journey and watch our travels around Australia, I mean, we have a weekly episode of where we go on YouTube, and we plaster that all over Instagram and Facebook, and you know, you guys can check that out and see some cool shit. You know, we're not only educating people about online business, we're taking them for a little journey around Australia and, you know, giving them some cool content to watch and laughter, and it's good. It's fun.
Nice. And when this whole pandemic situation calms down, you guys can fly over the Andaman Sea and come see me in Thailand, brother. What?
Oh, man. I cannot wait. I don't know when international travel is going to be, bro, but at least I still get to see the bald beast on Zoom.
Bald-headed, bearded beast. We'll get to hug in person one day. To finish off, brother, it's been awesome having you on the show. To finish off, what's the last thing you want to tell any entrepreneur that's listening to this right now, brother?
I think just to finish it, I'll repeat what I said before. Just be authentic, right? In a world where there's so much bullshit and so many bad opportunities, but good ones, like you just need to be so authentic, right? Like work on yourself, do the inner work, be real, be you, be authentic, and you'll have a really, really good life, because you'll attract the right people in your life. People will just be attracted to you. You'll build that trust, and that's what it's all about. You know, the financial side is good, don't get me wrong, but we have an addiction now to helping people, and I didn't think that I needed that. I didn't think there was a space in me where I needed that filled. And by being on this journey, it's made us realize that fuck, money will always be there. They fucking print the shit, right? It's how you can actually help another human being to live a different life. And you know, we've helped a lot of mums and a lot of dads spend more time with their kids, which fucking a paycheck money cannot justify what that feeling that you get inside from helping others. So stay authentic.
Awesome. Awesome. I loved having you on the show, brother. And I want to highlight a couple things that Brent said. Is it's not always easy. You got to work hard, but there's huge opportunity out there. Solve people's problems, focus on giving and helping people, and the money will come. But Brent and Molly are a prime example that dreams can come true. I love you guys lots. Thanks for joining us on the show today, everybody. Another amazing episode of the Power On Boost, and we'll see you next week.
You just finished another episode of the Power On Boost podcast with your host, Adrian Wesley. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and tune in next time. Power On!